Yeah, well, no, he said it's a happy day.
Another happy day in Studio Peach! Yeah!
Happy. Do your dance, Nathan.
Happy. Are you happy? You're totally happy.
Yay!
Please tell us, what do you think about this project?
It's okay, it's alright.
It's morning, okay?
Yeah, the white maybe is just a little bit of a different range of information, but it's mostly the same.
Well, yeah, it's a randomization.
Yeah. Right, the...
What do you want to have local?
Shape keys, weight groups, that's it.
Local?
Yeah.
Local shape keys?
Okay.
This one you can also play with, you know, his entire body and his head moving.
Yeah.
I think his head stays, doesn't rotate as much.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I thought.
And then you get this kind of...
You should try it, we should get a board on our legs and see how he is walking.
So you made it a lot.
Campbell can make some script that automates a random variation of the basic shape with the tree maker, so it can be faster.
Yeah, but screw the tree maker. I mean, maybe we're spending too much time fiddling with that. Hi, Campbell.
Hello.
But how do you know this is a multi-modifier?
Okay.
Only the second one. Don't even have to blend, but you could.
Okay, so shouldn't there be like an option to say don't do it this way? In case you want to do it the other way?
Commit your file! We're having the weekly.
The weekly?
Where is it? No.
Real. How's the animatic going?
Why? The animatic is done.
It's done. Okay, next. What? We did make a couple of changes after
Did I change the ending?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
did. You say this in silence with music?
I thought you did that sort of thing.
No. Yeah, that's...
Only you show the things that...
Ja, dat was vorige week, toch? Vorige week.
Wat is today?
Now we want to introduce them before the scene at the tree, because it's a bit... people don't really understand that scene at the tree because they all of a sudden all these characters they pop up and people don't know where they're coming from. So that's one of the changes. Just I made this scene longer by introducing the characters here. So whatever works best for this.
If you look at the floor plan of the shop, you have to keep track of what you can keep filming everything. He's falling down to the tree. Then you see the motor sitting there. Then he's looking in this direction and the motor's coming in. And then he's walking back in that direction again. So you should stumble over the little chinchilla who's already walking. So, you see?
Yeah.
tree, but that's not...
None of us were confused in watching this. Continuity is whether people get jolted, and none of us have been jolted. The only thing that's jolting to me about this is right. that I never see that the rodents actually get there. And I'd like to see some indication that the rodents actually traverse the space to get there. That's it. That's the only continuity problem we have here. We're never crossing the line. We're not changing screen directions. I think we all understand continuity.
I don't even want to defend that. I mean, if you guys think that I don't see it, and he's running away, he doesn't get to his little house, but he's getting to another part of the forest. You don't want him to go back, you want him to go another way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he walks 90 degrees perpendicular to the camera, just walks out of the shot in that direction, that will very strongly give the impression that he's, that he's going in that direction.
Anyway, yeah, direction of the forest.
Yeah, we don't have to have him do this complicated around the tree thing, it's really simple.
No.
Yeah, this is, for example, the oak. We have the trunk with the main branches and trees and leaves shaped in a geometric shapes. Each tree is having different shapes.
Well, the tree generator, if we wanted to make trees that are perfectly what we want, there's a lot to do, and I'm thinking we'll need to kind of do a bit of manual work, because it's for twigs to be realistic and for them to be spaced evenly and to fill an area. We might just use, say, automatic twigs for, say, like the last pass, where just some little twigs in the middle are added on automatically, because to get that spacing nice, just is to your eye can tell what looks wrong, and I think that's a lot of work to get that looking really good. One thing that went well is getting automatic shading or blending between branches. It's quite a big problem, and this afternoon it's just alpha blending. Got that working with three textures and three UV layers.
It's great, perfect.
So these are alpha blended between about sort of here and here.
That makes sense, yeah. You can see it, but you won't notice it.
Yeah. I can't see it. Don't say that. You say, I don't see it.
Yeah, you can see
but
it.
But I can't see it.
No. I know, but just don't see it.
You want me to stop being honest, is what you're saying. You want me to start lying.
For now, yeah.
Let's click somewhere and it looks like the environment is taking like 2 or 3 times more work than you expect. Is it?
No, well, once we have made the basic shape for the trees, for example, Tenbot can write a script that automatically generates random shapes based on the shape, but random differences. So the different objects automatically generated the different trees, and we don't need a lot. We need maybe 20, 30, mm-hmm. 3D trees. The rest we make with paintings. The trees in background and the very distant background are all painted or
rendered. We used to find out the close ones, like. The tree where you live in, you are modeling it by hand, but...
Well, the rabbit's tree, yeah. I think I started with the script anyway, then, by hand.
There are also a couple of trees, like the trees where he's standing in front of, when he's looking for the butterfly. A couple of trees you made, probably by hand, is what you said.
I think that we can treat by hand, but we can do it with the script and then treat it by hand. Yeah.
It would be good to have a little bit of a picture how much work it is, because after December 4 or something, when we start animating, there's not much time for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully when we start doing fun animation, the rings will be in perfect shape.
Well, that's right. That's a rainbow and sunshine way of looking at it. But hopefully, but they won't.
But the rigs are
already good enough.
Honestly, they're already really good, yeah. And so, yeah.
Only that is a problem, but that's another issue.
Well, I mean, the idea is that I'll get them as close as I can by the time we start animation, and we'll start animating with them, and I'll keep on doing bug fixes and adding shape corrections as we need them. But that way, I won't be doing any more work than I absolutely need to.
And I started off with this one, we rejected this, but I just want to show it.
The only one thing that I think we should squash, because it's a tumor. It should squash more.
On the down, if it goes?
Yeah, but I mean actually not going down on the knees, but yeah, squash the mesh. The mesh squash.
Yeah. This is probably what we're going for. It's more like, it seems more fat and sort of rigid here actually. I think this fits his character a bit better. What do you think?
No, I don't really agree with that. Depends on the situation.
Okay.
One thing that looks weird, but is not related to animation, I think is the rig.
Okay.
No, is the chin. That he likes to rotate with the breast.
Okay. So make the chin more rigid?
Yeah, maybe
I was thinking of it being mainly fat, except for the very top part, so I made it so it stretched like that, but I can make it so it's like a rigid hunting.
No, the stretch is okay, but is that when he moves the torso, the chin makes this movement.
Right.
He curves, yeah.
It'd be really helpful to sit down with you so you can we can play around with it and I can figure out better what you mean
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, exactly what you want.
Shepard's looking around.
Ooh. Looks like I got some nasty deformation issues in the arms there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some really bad stuff there. Yeah. I'm not sure if that stuff's been very good.
The upper leg? The upper leg?
Oh, when that's the knee going down.
The knee. Yeah.
Ah, okay, you see it. There was fat going all the way down.
Yeah, it's the legs are ill-defined because they're so... For analysis
a So here also, this is playing with how much fat jiggle the thing had. It sort of moves a bit. It is not, it was much more pronounced, and now it's much more subtle. I think.
Well, I kept it the basics models, and
mm-hmm.
the walnut. Oh, by the way, the pine cone. I tried some different stuff with the pine cone.
Okay.
Sucked.
No, it was good, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I saw
yesterday.
Also a major solution.
Yeah, we could use lettuce and array. Jiggly faces didn't work very well at all for him.
Well, no, Jiggly first, that one.
Yeah. That didn't work at all.
The bit?
Yeah, no directional control.
And this? Anyway.
I've never seen the beard before.
Very well?
Yeah.
Hmm?
In that movie.
Near Peach? Peach.
Right?
You never seen a pan before in the movie?
No.
What?
Is it a peach or is it the under, the fruit under?
That is fair,
yeah. Very different movie.
I have no idea.
Oh,
how it came
in
the movie.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you've never seen
no.
a movie with a pan.
No.
It's not even for sure to think of it. How often
I've never seen a movie with a pan.
Yeah, not
okay.
After that.
That's an apple.
Oh, you're right. No.